one of the most iconic openers from this moment on, written by today's spotlight songwriter Cole Porter and introduced in the 1953 film adaptation of Kiss Me, Kate. That was George Wright and the ex-Granada San Francisco Wurlitzer in the home of Howard Vollum, co-founder of Tektronix, in Portland, Oregon. That instrument is now in the Regent Theatre, Melbourne. Back to a 1929 show, Wake Up and Dream, which unusually premiered in London 9 months before New York. This is Stan Kahn on Wurlitzer in the Mission Playhouse, San Gabriel, California, and Ralph Wolf on grand piano, recorded by me for a CD release in 1996, with the surviving song, What Is This Thing Called Love? Thank you. You Do Something to Me, from another 1929 Porter show, 50 Million Frenchmen, the diminutive Anne Leaf, and the Senate Theatre Detroit Wurlitzer, from a 1977 album release. Of the 18 Porter songs, that was the only one to enjoy lasting success outside of the show. The 1935 musical Anything Goes, set on an ocean liner bound from New York to London, ran for a year on Broadway. Its female lead was Ethel Merman, by this time a major Broadway star, and it was the first of five Porter musicals in which she starred. This is Tony Fenelon and the Capri Adelaide Wurlitzer with the title song.
Thank you.
Night and Day from the 1932 show Gay Divorce, which was renamed as The Gay Divorcee for the movie version, and Easy to Love from the 1936 film musical Born to Dance. That medley was a private recording by John Ferguson, who mentored the house organist at the Paramount Music Palace, Indianapolis, but rarely appeared in concert, preferring to remain behind the scenes. You're tuned to Serenade Radio and the last of this series of Steve Ashley's Hot Pipes, but I'll be back again later in the year. Here's a song that's rarely played on theatre pipes, Get Out of Town from a 1938 musical Leave It to Me, which ran for a very respectable 307 performances on Broadway and which also introduced My Heart Belongs to Daddy. Fortunately, Barry Baker's 2000 concert performance on the Wurlitzer in the Community Theatre, Berkeley, California, was captured on tape. The lavish 1937 film musical Rosalie starred Nelson Eddy and Eleanor Powell, and it introduced three lasting Porter songs, Who Knows, In the Still of the Night, and of course the glorious title song, which Rick Cucci recorded in 1995 on the Senate Detroit Wurlitzer. In 1934, Porter wrote Don't Fence Me In for a film that was never made. But in 1945, it became the title song for a Roy Rogers and Dale Evans western of the same name, and the Bing Crosby and Andrews Sisters side topped the US charts for 8 weeks between 1944 and 1945. For this arrangement on Theatre Pipes, I have a concert performance from 1989 by Tom Hazleton on the Sanfilippo Waltzer. Thank you. from the 1953 musical Can-Can, it's All Right With Me, Lynn Larson and the Wurlitzer in the Plummer Auditorium, Fullerton, California, recorded in concert and later released on CD in 2001. Cole Porter was born in 1891 and died in 1964, leaving a wealth of sophisticated and often witty songs as his legacy. He was one of the few songwriters who also wrote his own lyrics. Sadly, he never wrote another song after his right leg, which had been crushed in a horse riding accident in 1937, was amputated in 1958. Almost time for me to wind up, Hot Pipes. I'll play out with Chris Barber, house organist for the Brentford Musical Museum Wurlitzer, with Who Wants to Be a Millionaire from High Society. Bye for now.